Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, oh my, we had a marvelous midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. God was so good to us and just a great spirit in the service, and we continue to focus on the gospel and getting the gospel out to folks. It's so sad when you think that 95% of professing Christians will never tell anybody else, will never lead anyone else to faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, that's tragic. If each Bible-believing Christian, if each one who knows Christ as their Savior would tell someone else about Christ and lead them to place their faith in Christ, and every one of us would do that each year, and then the next year we'd all do it again, and then the next year, all the Christians do it again, we would multiply, and in a matter of 32 years, we could win the entire world to Christ. I mean, it's phenomenal what could happen. That's our job. That's our responsibility, and we need to get after it. So we had a great service, and I hope you had a good service where you were, that you were in your place, that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And thank you for being good and faithful listeners to Words to Encourage Radio. I heard from a radio listener not long ago. She's a realtor here in town, Dana Doran. And Dana, thank you. And I think you said you and your children might listen right here in Grove City. And sure was good to talk with you on the phone. And she's with Saxton Real Estate here in Grove City. So if you have any real estate needs, there's somebody you can talk to. And a Christian lady and loves to listen to Words to Encourage Radio. All right. Well, listen, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Psalm 90. Would you please? Psalm 90. Two verses there, verses 9 and 10. Where the Bible says, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away." In his autobiography, Just As I Am, Billy Graham tells about a conversation he had with John F. Kennedy shortly after his election. On the way back to the Kennedy house, the president-elect stopped the car and turned to me, Billy Graham said. He asked me, "Do you believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ?" "I most certainly do." The president then asked, "Well, does my church believe it?" Billy Graham said, "Well, they have it in their creeds." And the president said, "Well, they don't preach it." He said, "In fact, they don't tell us much about it at all. I'd like to know what you think." So he said, I explained to him what the Bible said about Christ coming the first time, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, and then ascending to heaven, and then promising he'd come back again. "Only then," Billy Graham said, "are we going to have a permanent world peace." "Very interesting," said the president, looking away. "We'll have to talk more about that someday." And he drove on. Billy Graham again says, several years later, the two met again at a 1963 national prayer breakfast. But Graham said, "I had the flu." After I gave my short talk and he gave his, we walked out of the hotel to his car together, as was our custom. At the curb, he turned to me and he said, "Billy, could you ride back to the White House with me? I'd like to see you for a minute." I said, "Mr. President, I've got a fever." I protested. I said, "I'm only weak. I'm not only weak. I just don't want to give you this, what I've got. Can we wait and talk some other time?" It was a cold and a snowy day, and I was freezing as I stood there without my overcoat. And of course, he said, "Of course," graciously. But the two of them would never meet again. It was later that year that John F. Kennedy was shot dead. Billy Graham commented, "His hesitation at the car door and his request still haunt me. What was on his mind? Should I have gone with him? It was an irrecoverable moment." John Greenleaf Whittier, one of our most astute poets, wrote this: "For all the sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest of these it might have been. That's what regret's all about, is it not? And the world is full of people who regret either things they've done or things they've not done. C.T. Studd was a wonderful, great missionary to China and India in the late 1800s and early 1900s. He was quoted as saying, "Some want to live within the sound of a church or a chapel bell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell." He wrote a poem that at least a couple of the lines we're all very familiar with. The poem and the lines we're familiar with is, "Only one life, so soon it will pass, and only what's done for Christ will last." In one phrase, he gives us what should be the goal and purpose of the Christian life. Perhaps you've heard it before. The psalmist tells us here that we spend our life as a tale that is told. It goes by quickly. Oh, anybody who's over 40, anybody who's over 50 for sure, is going to tell you they can't believe how fast time goes by. The words, and I want us to think about those words of C.T. Studd today. Only one life, so soon it will pass, and only what's done for Christ will last. Only one life. Only one life. That tells us that our life is single. The first modern missionary from America was Adoniram Judson. And he said this, "You have but one life in which to prepare for eternity." Now, if you had four or five lives, two or three of them might be spent in carelessness, but you have only one. And every action of that one life gives coloring to your eternity. How important, then, that you spend your life to please the Savior. Oh, what profound words, only one life. It's the only life you'll ever have. So may God help us to make it count for eternity. May God help us to live our life for the things that matter. May God help us to spend our life doing the things that will make a difference for eternity. I read of a pastor who went to visit an old man who lived his whole life in selfishness. He finally came to the Lord in his 60s when he was diagnosed with cancer. The pastor went to visit him shortly before his death. And that day there was an older man. Now, that older man was in a very reminiscent mood. But the pastor said, "I didn't hear stories about the good old days like I expected. It was more like a confessional." The old man shared with his pastor how before he came to the Lord, he neglected his family for his job. He had not been there for his children like he should have been. He had not trained up his children in the Lord or even with any real character. How he missed out on opportunities to make his life count by doing good to others or serving God. Instead, he talked about how he lived for sin and pleasure and popularity and making money and accumulating material things. The pastor said he could recall during that conversation that the man grew very quiet. Sensing some inner struggle, the pastor said he too sat silently just waiting for the man's next words, thinking about the things he had already shared with him and really not knowing quite what to say. And after a few moments, the man looked away from his pastor and he saw him wipe a tear away as he said, "I sure wish I could live my life over again." Oh, those words are true of many, many people that are listening to me right now. But the fact of the matter is, we can't, because our lives are single. Some of you older folks will remember a song Jim Croce wrote back in 1973. "If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them." My friend, you can't save time in a bottle. Oh, you can manage time, but you can't save any time. You only have one life, and then it's over. So you better make it count, because it's all you got. It's the only life you have. Life is single. But then he says, "Only one life, so soon 'twill be past." 'Twill soon be past. That tells me my life is short. Only one life tells me my life is single, but 'twill soon be past tells me my life is short. And that's all through the Bible. In fact, it's a source of many fascinating metaphors in the Bible. The Bible compares our lives to many different things, and it all reminds us of how short life is. For example, James 4 and verse 14 says, "What is your life? Is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away." Our life is like a vapor. And then he compares our life in Psalm 103, verses 15 and 16. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. He compares our life to grass and flowers that just come for a short time, and then they wither away in the sun. You've been out on the highway, and you've driven across the rural highways, and you see beautiful wildflowers along the roads and in the field. But the next thing you know, you travel that same road, and they're gone. Their lifespan is very short. So our lives are like a vapor. Our lives are like grass and flowers that wither after a short time in the sun. Then in Job 14, our lives are compared to a shadow. Job says, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. It says in verse 2, he fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. You might be able to stand stationary in your yard in the morning and you'll have a long shadow, but by the middle of the day, that shadow will be gone. That's how quickly life can pass. Our life is short. The verse we read today in Psalm 90, verse 9. All our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. It's like a story. You sit down and read your children a story, and just as quick as that story is over, that's our life. All of these things, God's trying to get us to grasp just how short our lives are. Psalm 78:39, he remembereth that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Do you realize your life is just a wind that passes by? A weaver's shuttle. My days are swifter, Job said, than a weaver's shuttle. A weaver's shuttle can make a complete rotation in about 1 second. Our lives are compared to foam on the water. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water. Hosea 10:7. You go to the ocean and you watch the wave come in, and as the water recedes, it leaves little foam bubbles, but within seconds, they disappear, and in comes another wave. Every one of these verses, a vapor, grass and flowers, a shadow, a story, a wind that passes by, a weaver's shuttle, foam on the water. God's trying to get us to see our lives are short. Make it count. Make it meaningful. In light of eternity, our time here on earth is very, very short. He's trying to get across to us our life is single. We only have one. And life is short. It will soon be past. Oh, my friend, I tell you, make it count for God. And that's what he meant in the last phrase when he said, only what's done for Christ will last. And that tells me my life is serious. Now, I'm going to carry that over to tomorrow, all right? I've run out of time today. So let me pick this up tomorrow about only what's done for Christ will last. What a great thought. And I pray that you'll come back tomorrow and pick up the second part of this great truth, all right? I hope you have a great Thursday, everybody. Again, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share with us, just shoot me an email or give us a phone call here at the office. We'd be happy to pray with you and for you or rejoice with you. Have a good Thursday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.